Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with ISU Extension and Outreach agronomist Megan Anderson about the Extension Office's Agronomy in the Field workshops being held at the Crawfordsville Research Farm.
How was it that these workshops were thought of? What was the incentive for starting these workshops a year ago?
So the initial inspiration for starting them was we actually had a female colleague in North Central Iowa named Angie Rekins, who actually started it from an Annie's project group. So Iowa State does some like farm business and farm management type meetings for women that are called the Annie's Project meetings. And she actually pulled that group to see if agronomy type workshops would be something that they would be interested in. So she actually started it the year before in 2015. And down in Washington County, we had kind of talked about starting a group like this, and we were actually able to get some funding in order to host the workshops down there. And there's actually the research farm down on the Washington and Eliza County border. And we put together a Women's Ag Advisory Council. So there were some women who could help guide us as to what type of topics might be of interest for people in the county or in the surrounding area. So it was just a lot of really serendipitous things that happened that led us to starting that group, and it's been going really well so far.
And what are the topics that you are discussing at this summer's workshops?
So it kind of ranges quite wildly depending on what the interests of the group are. So we polled the group before the start of the season and saw that there was some interest and discussion on cover crops. So we might spend a little more time this summer focusing on cover crops and how they affect corn and soybeans that we grow during the season and sort of bringing that discussion back. So in our first meeting in May, we actually talked about some cover crop termination things. At this particular workshop coming up next Monday, we're going to be discussing scouting corn and soybeans. So we'll talk about scouting methodology, taking into account things like geography, particular areas of the field that you might want to keep an eye out for, as well as pests that you might be looking for this time of year or things to think about as we're coming into July. And, you know, before we know it, we're going to have tasseling corn that's going to be trying to pollinate. And then when we look at the July and August meetings, we're trying to be flexible as to what the group is interested in learning about as to what we might discuss.
And what would you say is the benefit of those who attend these workshops?
I think some of the information that we've got back from women who have attended the workshops have certainly been that they've been more comfortable discussing things. Maybe they're a landowner and they have to talk with their tenant about what's going on the farm, so they've felt more comfortable having discussions with their tenant or asking them questions and feeling like maybe they understood what the tenant was saying a little bit better and they could have a better discussion about the farm with them. People have really been interested in just getting, you know, even a little bit of background information on what's going on out in the field. So what are people seeing? What might farmers be looking for? What might I be looking for, sort of depending on what their position is? And it's just been a really neat educational opportunity for them, I think.
And what would you say is the biggest concern this summer that you think as far as crops and agronomy goes for Iowa?
Well, right now I think we're starting to get a little bit dry, and I'm not certain when our next rain is going to come, so that's something that I definitely have on my horizons that I'm not real worried about it yet, but we don't have really great chances for rain and even what looks like the 10-day forecast, so I'm definitely keeping a close eye on that. Other things with regard to the crops themselves, certainly potential for dicamba drift is a concern given issues that happened in southern states last year and are already happening in southern states this year. Weed control is a big concern, and along with the weed control comes the Palmer amaranth issue that sort of exploded in the state last year that we'll be keeping a very close eye on this year.
What would you say you enjoy most about hosting these workshops?
I think the most enjoyable thing for me is that I always walk away having learned something. secondary to that is that the attendees always come up with really fantastic questions. So we try to anticipate what people might be interested in asking and kind of have some prepped answers, but somebody always comes up with a question that I don't think I ever would have thought of on my own, and I think that's just really cool.
And you said that the future topics for the July and August meetings are kind of yet to be determined?
Yeah, I imagine that we'll kind of pull the group that is attending the sessions and see what they're interested in learning about. So we try to keep timely topics. We may talk about cover crops again, just because we might talk about like choosing a cover crop species and seeding cover crops. But other than that, if there's particular interest of the group, we always try to make sure that we talk about things that are of interest to them.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with ISU Extension and Outreach agronomist Megan Anderson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.